Hi guys, it is the Little Mental Health Project, and today is a really, really exciting episode because I am here with a group of very exciting human beings, and I am going to let them introduce themselves, starting with you, Miss Yankee.
Hi everyone, my name is Serene, also known as BTZan on social media, and yeah, I'm a content creator, and it's lovely to be here.
Yay!
Thank you. And I'm Henry Gama, and I'm here to explore more on the meditation journey, which is self-development and creating self-awareness in the wellness development project.
Nice.
Okay.
And your usual suspects, me, Colina, Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
And
me, Mwai. Hi, guys. Welcome. I was waiting for that. Now we are starting. She laughs every time as an intro. I swear it's not like scripted. It's just a thing. Yeah, no, but thank you so much. I'm really excited. As Colina mentioned, we're here with some amazing, interesting, exciting human beings. They've introduced themselves, Serene and Henry. We're just going to dive right in. So Henry reached out to me a couple of days ago, and fast forward, not going to get into all of the details, but essentially he is starting like his own organization offering meditation and breathwork sessions. And I was like, yo, like this is amazing, because like meditation and breathwork, I think, are such underutilized and underrated practices, you know, like this is where I will lead him into just explaining a little bit more about that. Mm-hmm. And then we'll jump into a bit more with Serene after that. Yeah. Henry, take it away.
And oh, sorry, Henry, before you take it away, like our audience is pretty mostly locally based. Mm-hmm. So feel free to like, you know, if you want to throw in a little bit of Chichewa here and there, it would be also nice for like people maybe who won't be able to understand what meditation or breathwork is.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's meditation. I take it as a tool. Mm-hmm. We are kind of human beings passing through like a transformation time.
Mm-hmm.
Where things now are out of control for everyone.
Mm.
So it is a time where everyone in life has questions on what things want to do or why things are happening in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say to my experience, if you wanna go through all these issues in life, we need to have tools that can take us through that time in order to experience the change and being a better version of ourselves,
mm-hmm.
both men and women.
Yes.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like if everyone can have a taste of meditation,
mm-hmm.
And breathwork,
yeah.
It will empower each and every individual from inside out,
yeah.
And they'll be able to create things that they never create. But the most thing is to be living a life positively and happy.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nice.
Yeah.
You have such a calming presence.
Right? Yeah. It is.
Thank you.
It's very slow to like, you know, make sure what he's saying marinates into hearing what he's saying.
I love and it for us and him.
Yeah, definitely understand why you got into breathwork.
Yeah.
I chatter away very quickly. It's not calming.
Yeah.
It doesn't calm anyone down. So I really like that.
Yeah. I think you could give us a little bit of a description of what meditation is and what breathwork is, just so that we properly get that understanding out.
All right. Before I dive into the meditation itself, what is it about? I'll just take each and every individual on their personal life. We talk about challenges in life or things we desire to create in life. You know, we have all these kind of things, but we desire to change. We desire to see better change, or we want to have like best version of ourselves, mm-hmm. but we don't know how to get there. Mm-hmm. So meditation, it's a tool that is coming in now in order to, you know, to change ourselves from inside outside.
Outside.
Yeah. Meditation is a process where we listen to ourselves. You sit down, quiet your mind. I know when one has never done that in first, you cannot just being like in quiet mind. It's a process. Mm. But trust me, it's a process where you listen to your inner voices and you connect to your intuition. Mm. Because we are grown up in a community where we have been taught things, and because we have been taught what to do, and we don't really fully live a life that we ourselves are designed to do. So this process of meditation is bringing you now to listen to yourself, you know, so that you can even tap into your intuition and creating business that you truly, you know, get it into your spirit, not just copying, because people are doing that, okay? Even truly living in a relationship that you wanna be in, you know? So it's an awesome tool that everyone will have a taste of it, even hearing for people that are into this business, this kind of meditation journey and self, more like wellness art, you know, they heal themselves from every kind of disease that they are having, and mostly living positive life in everyday life, even though things are out of their control.
Yeah. I hear that. As someone who struggles with anxiety, I know that breath work is a very important aspect of my struggle with anxiety, because I think the first tool that they give you if you struggle with anxiety is breath work, you know, that you count 1 to 5, breathe 1 to 5, breathe, and also like just awareness of your surroundings, so that you know, you're not distracted per se, because I think being distracted is maladaptive, but so that you channel the focus away from what is making you anxious, you channel the focus away from the anxiety. So like, for instance, here I'll be asked, you like, oh, how many green things can you point, or how many, mention five things that you can see, 4 things that you can, you know, you can hear, and you know, stuff like that. So it kind of like, you know, ties in into what you're saying about your intuition and just, you know, finding healing and getting into a bit of yourself, you know, and like having a good relationship with yourself. Stuff I really like to hear. Tell me more. You mentioned healing any kind of disease. I'd like to hear more about that, because I'm a bit confused about what that means.
It's something that maybe I never done with the community, but I can tell you, when I was growing up, I had that kind of an issue where I had heart problem. When something goes wrong, and I was under treatment because of my issues with heart. When I started this journey and doing some research and seeing, you know, people who done this internationally, testimonies, for instance, there's this doctor called Dr. Joe Dispenza, who has retreats across the country, but not particularly in Africa, but you can see people healing themselves. When I learned about that, I was like, I'm gonna try this process too, you know. So every morning I will wake up and start with meditation. Mm-hmm. And before I go to sleep, I will do meditation, like 10 minutes, you know. And you just feel your body, you know, like when you have inner peace, that's where now you have everything.
The healing starts.
Yeah, that's the way the healing starts, you know. So yeah, since I started this journey, that disease, that heart issue started to disappearing up until now. I never taken any medication in that subject.
Did you meet any doctors that were able to like explain the, you know, the going away of the heart problem?
I did. I can say I went to Queen's Elizabeth then to do some scanning. Of course, they said there's no problem with me, but it was more
confirmation.
But also it was like you think too much, you know. So it means I had some kind of unresolved issues that I believe everyone do have that.
Yeah.
And I would say this mostly to the mainstream men. We don't connect really to our emotions. So we think we are strong, which we are not.
Yeah.
You know, we can be having muscles whatsoever, but sometimes we deal with things inside which most people do take something in order to make them feel better. You know, when that thing is gone out, like you take a drink, like beer or what, but after some hours, you become the same person, you know? Your habits is just more like to feel the same negative emotions, like to feel pain, to feel hurt. Maybe you did not heal from your previous relationship, and then, you know, you... Those kind of things, they just being stuck in you. And in long run, those are the things that are making you sick. So this is the thing that was happening to me, that I was having this kind of sickness just because of those stuck emotions that I was within me. So when I learned about this too, that's where the healing started. I started, you know, to create all the energies in me, you know. And I started to feel life again, you know. There was a time that I was, is it COVID, COVID time where, you know, there are more restrictions on it. I could not confirm that I got COVID, but that type period of timing, I was working with two people really closely. One got COVID, and after some days, she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The same after that, the week after, the boss that I was also working really closely with, got sick from it. And to me, it was just like, maybe I got a flu whatsoever, so I couldn't go to work with my fellow employees. I'll go when they knock out. But with that kind of, you know, doing breath work, being positive mindset, I realized later that all the people that I was with, they got COVID. And the other boss was admitted, but he was discharged. The other one, that's the same that I'm saying that
passed on.
Okay. But I have to tell that that period when I thought it was just a mere thing, but I was able to heal from it.
I hear you.
So
kind of like I'm picking up that meditation mostly helps with trauma and unresolved feelings and emotions.
They do.
I really like that. I was like, okay, I need to speak on this, because as you know, I literally like to engage, like connect with a bunch of mental health professionals, counselors, therapists, both for work and then also for myself. And I think like at the end of last year, at the end of last year, I went to see somebody, and he is a holistic healer. His name is Fabian Alvarez. And like, I was just like, I don't know, like, why I'm dealing with some of these things and all of that. And we spoke about things, and because I've been to a number of mental health professionals, right, I do know most things, right? Like, even if, you know,
yeah,
they're kind of assisting me from different angles and whatever.
Yeah.
But the thing that he said to me that like set him apart from all the others, he's like, we got to work on that breathing. Mm. You get, as in, yeah, no one else has ever, as yeah, in the mental health profession. Yeah. The only person that has said that to me, like in addition to this guy, is Colina. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And at that moment, I was like, you know what? I actually think I have a problem, mm, like with breathing.
Breathing.
And it is more than just, oh, I'm just breathing fast.
Yeah.
There's like anxiety or something, mm, you know, in the mix.
Yeah.
Because, and yeah. Anyway, so I started to like get into it a bit more, like just kind of get a bit more curious,
mm-hmm,
as to why my breathing is this way.
Mm.
And I mean, it has been such an experience, and it is something that I want to continue.
Mm.
And I know that meditation, breath work, mm, like your sort of services, your sort of sessions is something that would greatly, greatly help that,
yes,
basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. As in, I did not realize like, wait, why am I so short in breath? It's usually when I'm anxious,
mm-hmm,
you know, it's usually when I'm like, you know, so I feel like that is an issue that would resolve some of the underlying issues, because we usually look at just the symptoms,
mm,
you know, of like mental health issues,
yeah,
you know, like, okay, maybe I can't sleep,
mm,
maybe I can't eat right, then maybe like my immune system is, you know, obviously negative, exactly,
mm-hmm,
compromised, etc. And we just look at that.
Mm.
But when you take a moment to like look within,
mm,
you know, and your breath,
mm,
is like, so I keep saying it's so underutilized,
it
and
is,
so underrated, because I've never heard that like,
yeah,
from anybody else,
yeah,
like to me,
mm,
right? And so that's why I was so excited when you got in touch, because I'm like, this is a tool that I know I need to use, number one. So somebody that provides it is amazing, but it's a tool that we need to share more of, because a lot of the times we're looking outside of ourselves, as you said,
yeah,
outside of ourselves for some kind of relief.
Mm.
Yeah.
So being able to actually like, because people don't know when you say look within, look,
yes,
within. Okay,
yeah,
but like how?
Yeah.
You know, like
how
must I look within? How must I do that?
Yeah.
You know, so this practice,
mm,
I can't wait, because we're about to have a demo on,
yeah,
it, and I can't wait. But like, I'm excited to explore,
yeah,
this journey,
mm,
as well as position you and connect you to more people,
mm,
yeah,
because it is so powerful, and as you said when you reached out, it's transformative.
It is.
Yeah, so I'm
just
really
to
excited
comment on that. Breathwork is quite a very good tool as well.
Yeah.
When you mix it with meditation, it makes the whole thing, I can say, healing.
Yeah.
We don't have really resources here to say that maybe doctors can test about it,
mm,
but we do have evidence of people who are doing it out, like,
mm-hmm,
outside here in Malawi.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy called Wim Hof,
mm-hmm,
who does this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
His process of doing the meditation, this breath work,
mm,
it has been really, really mind-blowing, because,
mm,
he can go like in a short, in a snow area, just without putting any like shade, and he has trained people to do that.
Mm.
It doesn't need anyone to be extraordinary in order to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to make ourselves, you know, like common people, to be more like uncommon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, like, it is a very integral part of life, because in anything really that you do,
mm,
in sports, you know, the first thing you're told is, mm, breathe,
yeah,
you know, you need to regulate your breathing,
yeah,
you need to like breathe in a certain way when you're running, that's, mm, what you're told to do, swimmers,
yeah,
even when you go to the hospital when you're sick,
mm,
you know, breathe in, breathe out,
yeah.
So I think like Maya said, it's definitely something that is underutilized. And if we could just tap into it,
mm,
and like, you know, explore how best it could help people live
a more simpler, not simpler, I think simpler is more me, to live a life that's better, where they're in tune with themselves, and they're able to like step on the inside. And like, even sometimes when you're upset, sometimes all you need to do is just like, breathe before you open your mouth, you know, before you say something that you can't take back. So I'm super, super excited. I'm like extremely stoked.
Yeah.
Celine, do you breathe in and out, or breathe before you, like, you know, do your BT Han thing? How do you incorporate breath work into,
if at all?
I don't have that much experience with it necessarily, but I like what you said about how breathing is such an essential thing that I don't think we necessarily pay attention to. You know, in sports, like you were saying, they tell you breathe like this. And we take it for granted that sometimes we just need a second. You know, but what I really wanted to touch on is like how it's important to look at it as a tool. Personally, I don't know if it's necessarily as much as a solution, but it's a great tool that helps. So that's also kind of why I was scared to speak, because I'm like, oh, am I kind of disagreeing a little bit? But I think that's why it's important to sit down and have conversations about these things, because I don't think everyone is gonna come from the same perspective where they instantly just agree with what you say. But I think it's important to have a conversation and understand one another from where we're coming from. So yeah, to touch on the breathwork and the breathing and all that, I have had my fair share of experience with meditation and breathwork, but not a lot, because I used to do yoga, and then at the end we would practice a bit of breathwork, and it's like, I back to the same point, it's so important, because you really don't value the importance of just taking a step back and slowing down, and I feel like that's kind of what breathing and breath work really focuses on, just bringing yourself back to yourself.
Yeah.
And kind of regrouping and just remembering, I guess, also that God is within you and he's your help, and that's where it comes from. And I feel like that's what breathing does. You know, it's like,
oh, brings you back home.
Yeah, it brings you back home.
It grounds you.
Yeah.
That's the actual word.
Yeah. Because now I'm even thinking, whenever I've ever felt anxious, it's my heart that starts to race, and then it's my, you know, it's never. It's so funny.
It's never your foot.
Yeah, it's never. It's never your hand that starts shaking.
Or
it's it's your. So when you are able to understand that and use it as a tool to bring you back to yourself, I feel like that's a really great experience. Really great tool for you to use.
Just to agree with you on to say, like, you were afraid to speak because you were like not sure if you agreed, so you don't want to like kind of disagree. I just wanted to like quickly also touch on there was a sentence that you said like at the beginning about like healing all kinds of diseases, and I just want us to be careful around that phrasing, because there's certain things that cannot go away with like breath work, you know. And granted, I know that breath work is more spiritual and like, you know, in tune with yourself and like in touch with your spirituality and like you're connected with yourself. And for some people, I know there are problems that would like, you know, go away. Like, some people have complained about having migraines, and like their migraines have like completely, you know, gone away on account of like, you know, focused breathing and like just staying in tune with themselves. Because maybe the migraine was the migraine was caused by, say, for instance, stress, or like maybe burnout at work. But then would be doing, I think, the audience rather an injustice if we could say, oh, you have malaria, I need you to breathe, you know, I need you to meditate. That's gonna go away. So considering also that as we are the four of us, I didn't ask what you've studied professionally, but between Maya and I, I know I am not a medical professional, so I cannot attest to say, oh, if you have cancer, sis, I need you to breathe. You get what I mean? I feel like it would be doing people who are struggling in that regard an injustice. So to just like maybe phrase it differently, I don't know if that is something that you can do for us, because I think it's very important that we're also not disseminating a message that, say for instance, maybe diminishes, you know, their struggle, and also does not speak into the scientific research surrounding maybe illnesses like malaria or say cancer. In I'm sorry, I keep mentioning cancer, like I don't know why I'm doing that. I don't know why I keep using that as an example, but I'm sure you get what I'm trying to say.
I do understand on your point. To be honest, on this subject, it's not like when you breathe, it's a miracle, boom, you have the healing. No, the thing is, it's about to change the habits within you. And if you get me correctly, I said there are diseases that are associated with the emotions that has been stuck in us.
Okay.
So why is this coming in now? Because you do meditation in order to balance all your energies. Okay. That's where now, if you do more like a retreat, you know, you have more like combination of energies. That's where people come out and say, okay, I had this issue and it's going. But it's not just being like, okay, if I breathe today, then that's the way to go. No, the medication has to be there. The doctors has to be there.
Okay.
And like I said, these people that I'm talking about, they are doctors. They are also, you know, going into this because they are places where doctors are failing, you know, to heal, to give person proper medication, just because maybe the person has just a certain belief that is stuck in him. So it's a matter of changing those beliefs.
That perception.
Yeah. So when that person goes to a pastor to seek, for instance, a prayer, can be healed. Okay. It's in a receivership. Even if you go like in places like in Bible, it was not just Jesus was saying, okay, I heal you. He was asking the person to be in a receivership. You know what I'm saying? He said, believe that you have received. But if you are resisting that, you know, so you cannot receive your blessing. So this is to bring an individual naturally to where they were.
Okay.
There are other behaviors, you know, like I can say habits or unconscious thoughts that are in our subconscious that we need to take care of them. We you may want to get better marriage, but if you are, when you are a kid, you have been exposed in that kind of environment that you don't believe in it. Those things unconsciously, when you grow up, you don't you have them. They keep you blocking. So this kind of, you know, meditation, that's where it's coming in order to create a better version of yourself. So it's more, I don't know if I answered
No, you did. No, well, see, now now I hear you. I think I was not hearing you properly. This I can get behind 100% because I understand that sometimes, like, the trauma that we're exposed to as children or even as adults, like, we factor in how we relate to other people. And if we're able to come back home in, like, fine grounding in, like, breath work and meditation, then most definitely you're able to, like, you know, be rid of some of these things. And yeah. thank you so much for clarifying that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Try not to get in trouble with the human being. Yeah, but, like, yeah. I hear that loud and clear.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for us to, like, go and try some breath work, because I am a huge fan of breathing.
Yeah.
Also, because if I'm not breathing, I'm dead. But, like, intentional breathing.
Yeah. Like, I think it's so good to hear. And, like, I'm still learning about this practice myself, right? Yeah. So absolutely love it. And there was a time that I was actually, like, actively doing it in the morning. And when I say the benefits of it, because usually, like, we wake up and just jump right into our day, you know? And when I, in that season, was kind of like taking a moment to first wake up, connect with myself first before I connect with anybody else, that was like I would literally see the effects, like, throughout my day. But when I just jump into the day, it's like, yo, who chaos. Am I, what, you know, like, what's going on? Anyway, just wanted to touch on that. That's something I'm learning as well, and would love to learn more of. Speaking of learning, Serene over here, like, I mean, guys, if you don't know her, BT's Han on social media, Instagram, TikTok, absolutely amazing. And she is such a young lady that has such amazing content and such wholesome and fulfilling content, which is why we thought, let's invite her over to have, you know, this little why do you keep trying to say mental health? To have this meditation and breathwork session with us, because she's about the wholesome content, you know, like, and I just feel like this is the right sort of, you know, group for us to kind of, like, get into a bit more. So in that as well, there's something that I wanted to do with her, right? There's this trend that's been, like, popping off where younger women, ask older women something. Younger women ask older women something and then we respond. But I wanted to put a twist on it where even me, as an older woman, ask her as a younger woman just questions, because I believe in learning from anyone, everyone, whatever age, background, whatever, like, we can learn so much from people around us. So, I mean, I know this is supposed to be a really short podcast because we've got things to do, but I did just want to, like, slip this in a little bit. Can I kick off with that?
Before you, like, ask the question, I was giving you a thumbs up to say we're still recording, because my heart just jumped outside
I
of
saw
me
that
I thought we weren't recording anymore. So I was like, we're still recording, we're still rolling, so you're okay, we're good for time, so don't rush it.
Right, so Serene, just a couple of questions, quick ones, because if I were your age, or rather, let me say, when I was your age, I was not doing the wholesome things that you are doing. And you are, I think, one of very, very few of your age that, you know, lives this way. You know, so I was really interested in that and just wanted to ask, like, how did you get into this? How did you start to grow this lifestyle and this persona that you have? Like, walk me through the genesis of it.
Hello.
That we could go everywhere with that question. In terms of content, in terms of myself in general, because as my content has grown and changed, I feel like it started with me growing and changing to begin with. So I think I'll touch on my journey, not so much my content, because I think my life has kind of been a reflection of that. And for those who have been following for a while, they can attest to it, because it hasn't always been sunshine and rainbows. But I think it really started when I was just searching for truth, you know? And the thing about truth, or the thing about light, is, like, it's there, it's one thing. And for me, that was when I got baptized. And not to say that when I got baptized I instantly became a new person, but when I got baptized, it planted a seed inside me that slowly started to sprout. And for me, it was just seeking Jesus and seeking his truth and seeing who he is and seeing all the love that he has for me. Mm-hmm. And I guess kind of just wanting to share that love with everyone else, kind of getting to let everyone experience that life that he all wants us to experience. Because at the end of the day, I do feel like he came to give us life and life in abundance. Mm. So, and that's also like low-key what everyone is searching for in a while. That's what everyone is searching for. We're all searching for truth. We're all searching for a happier life. And that's what I found in him. And that's how I can say my content kind of got shaped. Mm-hmm. And the whole essence of it was kind of just trying to show people that life.
I like it. I love that. So,
That's what my content is, a reflection of just showing every aspect of my romanticized life.
Mm-hmm. I love that. On the way here, I was talking to her about romanticizing life as well, because I was like, I am intentional about romanticizing life, because if not, some of us can go down a really dark path, you know? So that's what like really, really like attracted me to her content, because I see that happening in her life as well. And I mean, I think it's so phenomenal, especially at your age, that you create this wholesome, and what we spoke about in the car as well was, you know, when you're on social media, you shouldn't be feeling like, oh my gosh, I'm jealous, comparing yourself. Well, it's not like you say that, but like comparing yourself to others, being like, you know, triggered by like content, feeling kind of like lucky. Unworthy. You know,
that speaks to me.
I know it. I knew it would. And she said like what she really wants is to be that person. When you see her on your feed, you shouldn't feel like you should feel like you get what I mean, like you should feel fulfilled, inspired, you know, like motivated. So I absolutely love that. I want to know, like, in terms of just your growth, what are your goals?
My future goals?
Yeah.
I guess right now I'm working on not just making content for myself, but making content for other people. So that's kind of what I'm pushing towards, making my own little content house. I guess I'm kind of saying this out loud, I think.
Speak it into existence,
I am,
man.
I am. So that is kind of what I'm trying to grow. More followers would be great. Not because I want it for myself, but because I feel like more people should get to experience what other people are already experiencing. I would like to finish school. That would be great. I'm tired.
What are you studying?
I'm studying marketing.
Okay.
That's
all down.
Yeah.
It's all tying together.
It is. Yeah. It all does in the end. Those are a few of my goals.
I wasn't saying wrap up, I was saying everything comes
So speaking of full circle, thank you so much for answering those questions of mine. Did you notice my breath? I like paused.
I'm already practicing.
I literally have been like tuning into it more, like being more aware of it. So I'm like, why am I like breathing like this? So guys, I do think that it would be a good time to get into the actual meditation and breath work. Serene, I don't think we're done. But I just wanted it to be like an introduction, because I do think it would be good to have like a couple, especially because she's about romanticizing life. And a romanticizing life series would be fun.
It would be.
I think it was a good introduction to myself. And I think everyone.
So we'll definitely I think get into more of that. Especially because we're also about to get into another level of content. So you could be our girl. So I think we can.
This has been really exciting. And Henry, you have no idea how excited I am to go breathe and meditate with you.
So am I.
I used to be an avid meditator. And then, like, some days, one day I just started waking up and not doing it. And I haven't done it in a while, so I'm really looking forward to the grounding that meditation and breathing does for you. And thank you so much for making time. We don't take that for granted.
Absolutely.
And also, thank you so much for making time to come here and just, you know, I'm hoping that we can romanticize life together.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, guys.
It's been real, guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Happy Easter.
Bye.